are two readings this morning that I think can reach out to us in a time of turmoil throughout the world. And I thought that looking at those two readings, the Exodus reading and the Gospel, that it would be good first to consider context, keeping in mind our own context here as we live. The first context is that of Moses. Now, if you remember, Moses has been taking the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he's on the way to the promised land. And while he's doing that, he went up the mountain to speak to God and came down from the mountain with two tablets of 10 commandments. But when he came to the bottom of the mountain, he discovered that the people had made a golden calf with Aaron's help, and that they were kind of running wild. So he got mad and he threw away the two tablets and went back up the mountain to talk to God. And so that's the context of this conversation. He is saying to God, what am I doing with this? How am I going to go forward with this people? Who's going to be with me? And God reassures him repeatedly. And finally he says, I would like to see you, God. I think he needs a little more reassurance. And God says, well, all right. I'll pass by my goodness beside you, but I will put you in a cleft of rock, because you cannot see my face. And so when you look, you will see my back, because no one can see my face and live. So that is the reading that we had. And I consider that in our own lives, there are times when we need to go up to that mountain to talk to God because of the context of what we're doing. Maybe we have been teachers and the kids are running around wild. Or maybe we are parents and the kids are running around wild. Or maybe we happen to be leading a congregation and it's running around wild. So as you see, everybody has a situation where we need to follow Moses' example and go to God first before we react. Because it's all too easy to react, isn't it? So that's what Moses did. And he had his experience of God, and we know that afterwards he went down the mountain with new tablets of the commandments and took the people forward through many more wild experiences in the wilderness, ultimately to the promised land. So if we look at our lives as a journey towards something, keep in mind we need to see God first before we react to situations. Now with Jesus, we have another context. We have two contexts, actually. The context of Jesus and the context of the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew is writing this gospel to his congregations. And so that is another context. And it relates to our context of being part of a Christian congregation. And that helps us to understand this reading a little bit. So it seems that the Pharisees are now going to challenge Jesus. Before that, it was the Sadducees. Now it's the Pharisees, and with them, the Herodians. So they're asking Jesus a question that, in order to trap Jesus, because this question is very divisive. Do you pay taxes to the emperor or not? And the half of the people that are listening who don't want to pay taxes to the emperor are going to be really mad if he says yes. And the other people are going to be really mad if he says no to that one and yes to the other. So that's the trap. But Jesus saw the trap, And what he did was he took that and he turned it around and said, all right, show me a coin. Who is, and they showed him a denarius. And he says, all right, who's the picture on the coin and who's the power behind that coin? The emperor. Okay, he says, give to God what is God's, to the emperor what is the emperor's. And so they were astounded and left him alone. Which leaves us with a few questions for ourselves. That, first of all, we need to look at who's the emperor in our lives. That means who has power over us. Who has power over us in our lives? And the second question is, what do I give to that power, and what do I give to God? And if you think a little bit further, you realize that Jesus is telling the people that you have to make up your mind yourself. What do you give to the emperor? What do you give to God? And then when I was thinking about that, I thought a little further and thought, well, if God is over everything, then that includes the emperor, doesn't it? So that is our dilemma today. How do I walk through this maze of difficulties in this life, both at home and far away? And how do I live so that I am giving what is good for God? And I think that that has to be part of our choice. And how do I recognize what has power over me, and what do I do about that? And it could be anything. We don't have an emperor. We have a prime minister. I don't think he quite makes it to emperor. And I don't think, neither does the president of the United States, although some people would think so. But no, he's not the emperor. So you have to decide which powers are really having control over me. It might have nothing to do with government. It might be something else. And where am I being faithful to God? And how do I be faithful with my own life and live integrity in this world? And so that takes us back to the Gospel of Matthew again. Because Matthew, in his teachings about what Jesus said, Jesus said to us to love everyone, including our enemies, and to live in hope from now into the future. And so that, my friends, you can find very easily by reviewing the Beatitudes in Matthew and just staying with this. How do I live in hope? Where do I find hope? How do I walk forward from now on in love and in hope for the future?